Hey, this is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. Am I speaking with Pablo?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Pablo. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, man. We received your web registration. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you and zero in on exactly what you were looking to do. Is now a good time, or did you want me to give you a call later, or we can set up a whenever's convenient for you?
Yeah, I'm already talking to you, so let's move forward.
Okay, great. So it looks like you're looking for some working capital and equipment financing as well, or what are you looking to do exactly?
Correct. That is correct. We're expanding our business. We're in the aviation business. We sell spare parts, and we have a repair management program, and we need to purchase a repair shop. Basically, what we're buying is just a certification and all the equipment that they have, and that's exactly the repair shop and all the equipment that we need to do everything, all the repairs in-house. So we don't have to subcontract or outsource all the repairs from our customers.
Got it. So are you acquiring a repair shop that's already there, or are you going to be kind of building your own repair shop?
No, it's already there. No, yeah, but we are not buying the building. We're not buying the location. We're just buying the equipment, tools, test benches, everything, manuals, and the FAA certification.
Got it. The certifications as well. Okay. And are you going to be managing this business as well? I'm just trying to understand.
That's going to be part of our company, PCS Aerospace.
Got it. Very cool. That's exciting. So how much are you looking for exactly? Because in the equipment side, for example, what is the total equipment cost going to run you roughly?
Okay. Well, there's a big difference between the cost and how much we're going to be, or how much we want to pay for that. The cost of the whole package, put it that way, mm-hmm. is about $500,000 to $600,000, but we're just going to pay $150,000. I mean, we're going to pay in the total $250,000, mm-hmm. but I want to get $100,000 from my pocket. And I need $150,000 for the balance.
Got it. Okay. So the $250,000—that's the total cost, including equipment and everything
that's
else.
That's what
right?
we're paying for. Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. So in other words, that's all going to go towards equipment, and I'm trying to figure out if you're going to need some cash on top of that. Because if you needed cash on top for any other expenses, like, you know, for payroll or labor or whatever, it'll be kind of separated. Like the equipment, for example, is going to be cheaper rate because it's going to be collateralized by the asset, by the equipment. But if you need some extra
Correct.
Cash on top, we can kind of separate them so we can kind of optimize the rates there.
No, I think... I'll be okay with the cash flow that I already have and all the money I will bring in once the shop is running. So, no.
Perfect.
I don't think we're...
Perfect. So, it's all going to be equipment. Okay. So, are you technically purchasing the equipment from a vendor, or who are you purchasing the equipment from exactly?
No, from an actual repair shop. That has
gotcha.
A license. I mean, no, there's no vendors
Got
selling
it.
Certifications, FAA certs. It doesn't exist. No, that's number one. Number two, that's an actual repair shop. It's a company, but the company, the owner, decided to shut it down. The reason, I guess, and I think he told me, he had a big fight with the partners, so they don't want to continue together. So they're shutting down the business, and he's in a rush to sell everything because he doesn't want to pay the lease anymore. He doesn't want to pay people in the repair shop, employees. He wants to shut it down as soon as possible. He has another repair shop, and he's working fine. We do business with the guy, and we want what he is... what he's selling.
Perfect. So it's going to be a good opportunity for you. Imagine you're going to get a good deal on this equipment.
That is that's the best thing that could happen to us, because
that's awesome.
That is there are a lot of type of FAA certs for repair shops,
mm-hmm.
and this is the one exactly the one what we need that we need to support our customers. Which are basically governments, and 90% of our business is military. Equipment.
Got it. Okay, so I think I understand now. So the old business owner is just liquidating, right? Like he's just liquidating all the assets, and that's kind of where the opportunity comes into play. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, if you put it that way, yes, he's liquidating and everything. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so this FAA cert, can you tell me what that is exactly?
Well, that's a permit from issued by the FAA to do repairs. I mean,
okay.
Without an FAA permit, you can do anything with anything. I mean, nothing, zero.
Okay.
You can work.
Got it.
It's like put it this way. If you don't have a you have a restaurant, but if you don't have an alcohol permit, you cannot sell wine. So that's about it. I mean,
yeah, I get it. No, I understand. It's very simple. Okay, great. So Pablo, how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2007.
Okay. And how did you get started? Were you kind of already in the industry and you said, "Hey, I can do this," and you kind of started on your own?
I'm an aeronautical engineer, and I've been 30 years in this business.
That's cool. So you started right as the recession was hitting.
Yeah.
Must have been a little bit of a challenge.
we were doing okay.
I guess because since most of your contracts were military, it probably wasn't affected as much, right?
No, it's very steady. It's very steady, I would say. Yeah.
Cool. So what did you guys gross in revenue last year? Just a kind of rough estimate's fine.
1.6.
Okay. And are you trending to beat that this year, or what are you tracking to do this year?
No, this year we're going to be about the same, I guess. And I haven't seen the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be about the same, yes. And next year with the repair shop, we expect to triple the sales, double the sales, but we're going to increase our profits in 100% because we're going to do everything in-house.
That's awesome. So you're going to double your sales and double your profit as well, right?
That's about it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, great. Let's see here. As far as your personal credit goes, what are we working with? Do you have good credit? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle?
740, 760. It moves in that range.
Fluctuates around there. Okay. Cool. That should be plenty good enough to qualify for some traditional equipment financing here. Okay, so how soon are you looking to acquire all the equipment? Do you have a timeline or a deadline you're working with?
Like yesterday.
Okay, as soon as possible. Okay, cool. Have you looked into financing already? Have you gone to your bank, got any feedback from them? Or?
No, this is the first inquiry I have. I read that you sent me an email. No, you sent me a letter,
mm-hmm.
and with a pre-approval letter,
yes,
number.
Sir.
And well, I said, okay, I want to try these guys.
Okay, great.
That's it. That was a quick decision.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, I want to shop around, but. A little bit, but not too much.
Yeah, you got it. Obviously, we want to make sure to get you the best rate. That's why I was kind of asking if your bank got you an approval already. We want to make sure that we can either match or beat it.
I haven't talked to my bank. My bank is very little. Okay. It's a popular community bank here in Florida. They're very nice people, but they're not into the corporate or business type of loans. And
yeah.
And the other one is BB&T, and that's the other account we have. And I haven't talked to BB&T. As a matter of fact, I have not.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, some of the feedback that I get from my customers in some similar industries as you, like construction and metal shops and things like that, they don't really, bigger banks don't really mess around too much with smaller and medium-sized businesses anymore after the recession. All the regulations and things like that, they're not really permitted to take that much risk, so they really only stick with either large corporations or personal accounts. They might approve you, though. There might be a little bit of a challenge since you're looking for used equipment. It's not as good collateral, so sometimes they won't give you a favorable rate, or they will only approve you for like half of the amount that you need.
Okay.
But what I want to try to do is approve you for like a zero down sort of thing. But you said you were looking to put some cash down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said 100K.
Right.
If we approve you for the full 250, would you want to finance the full 250, or you prefer just to set the 150?
No, just 150. 150.
Okay, cool. So you got some cash to put down. That's great. Okay. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, typically it takes about 24 hours to get you an approval once we receive the application and the appropriate paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-page credit application for the equipment financing. We look at six months of your most recent business bank statements. We do sort of a cash flow analysis, want to make sure they're able to make the payments and things like that. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Have you already filed your 2015 business tax return?
Yes, it's already filed. The only thing is if you try to pull out the information with the, what's the form, 4596, I think it is, it's not going to happen because I have an issue with the IRS with the Obamacare. They say that in 2014 I used Obamacare, which is, I mean, not correct, but they're right, because somebody filed, I mean, my insurance guy filed my whatever for Obamacare, even considering that I didn't qualify for Obamacare for my income.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my private insurance, but at the same time, I had Obamacare. So I didn't know. So I'm negotiating with the IRS. Fine, that's it.
Yeah, not a problem. That's fine. So do you have a copy of your 2015 tax return, or no? Is it in the process?
No, I have my tax returns already filed.
Okay.
The only thing is you're not going to be able to pull it up because it's on hold at the IRS.
Got it. Okay. We can probably just go off of the 2014 tax return then, if you have something going on with your 2015. Is that
what
fine?
What I have is the electronic filing number. I have my CPA statement stating that that was filed and is already in the system, just in case you need it.
Okay, perfect. You can just send me whatever you have then for 2015 or 2014, and we should be able to work with that just fine.
No, 2014 is all right. 2014 is okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, great. I don't foresee any problems with that then. Do you have any quotes or anything like that for the equipment? Have they given you a formal offer or anything that we can get on paper to kind of, because the equipment financing rates and everything is going to depend exactly on the equipment, like the age and the type of equipment.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, great. Can you just tell me a little bit about the equipment exactly, because you mentioned equipment, tools, a couple other things.
Well, basically we're talking about machining equipment, test benches for hydraulic, electro-hydraulic components, welding machines, all kind of, the list is tools, special tools for all the components that the repair shop can overhaul. Hydraulic systems for the test benches, air compressors, huge air compressors, because we need a lot of pressure. And wow, it's, I mean, the list is big.
Lots of stuff, lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, and it's worth a lot of money, because just to buy all that equipment new, you would have to spend over $1 million.
Wow. Holy smokes. And do you have a rough idea of how old this equipment is?
About 10 years old.
Roughly
but,
10 years.
You know, it doesn't make any, it doesn't matter, because, I mean, you upgrade every year as aviation evolves. You upgrade all your test benches. And so every year you have to do a small upgrade here or there. And that's about it.
Cool. So upgrade the parts and things like that, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So given they're 10 years old, how long do you expect them to last you? Will they last you another 10 years or more?
Oh, no, even more. 20 years. Awesome. If you every year upgrade and refurbish your equipment, it can last forever.
As long as you take care of it, right? It's like changing oil in your car. You got to do it.
Exactly. I mean, and if you replace the engine and everything, you have a new car.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to work in computer repair, and people think that, you know, they don't have to take care of their computers, and they think that it's going to last them 5 years, and they're complaining when their computer breaks, you know, right around the 1 year mark. Of course, right after the warranty expires, I'm like, well, I mean, it's like anything else. You got to take care of it. You know, there's moving parts,
you
and
gotta take care,
it's prone to wear and tear.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Exactly. Let me see here. What's the best email address to reach you at so I can send you the application info?
The one you have already, I think, is psolis@pcsaerospace.com.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Perfect. Perfect. And just to double check, are you the 100% owner of the business?
I'm the only owner.
Only owner, okay. And you guys are an LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you file taxes as like an S-Corp or a C-Corp or something like that, or no?
That I don't... If I file taxes?
Yeah, no. There, if you some file as like an S corp or C corp, it's okay if you don't know. It'll show on your tax return either way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. No,
I don't know. That's the area of my CPA.
With the CPA, yeah. Let the expert do the job.
Two languages that I don't understand is accountants. I don't understand. There's IRS and lawyers.
Lawyers too. Yep. Okay, and not a problem.
Talk to me in human.
That's why you have a CPA, and that's why you have a lawyer, right?
Exactly.
I took a couple accounting classes when I was getting my finance degree, and the main takeaway that I learned was get a CPA.
Yeah, right. That's the first thing you learn. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I think we covered everything. Let's see here. Okay. Do you guys have a website? Is it just pcsaerospace.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
www.pcs.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right, great. Do you have any other questions or anything like that for me, Pablo, before we get off the phone?
No.
Okay, no. I'm gonna send you the application info. I know you're trying to get this done as soon as possible. If you can get the application and the paperwork back to me today, I'll do my best to get you an approval by tomorrow, and then we can kind of go over some options.
Let me tell you what's gonna happen next week.
Okay.
I want to purchase the repair shop anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pay to the guy because I need to get that repair shop in my hands before somebody, because as a matter of fact, I already know that somebody's been bugging my the owner, and it's something that has demand. I mean, if
right.
Whoever knows about this,
they're gonna jump on it.
He's gonna jump on it, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to pay to the guy. I already spoke with him this morning, and I have everything in line. Or I mean, very clear. I sent my guy to check the inventory that they have, all the list that they sent to us, matching what really exists in the facility, and everything is all right. So next month, next week, I'm going to make a deposit of about $50,000 to the guy until I get the approval for either you or any other bank for the loan that I need. Because I want to secure the asset.
Of course.
The guy already agreed, and he's. We know each other for a long time, so he's very good. I mean, he's absolutely confident that I'm gonna pay for whatever I'm buying from him. And he said, "Okay, I'll give you the bill of sale and everything, and you pay me when you're ready to pay the balance." That means I want to have in my company. It's an added asset. That repair shop by next week. So for you to know.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll make sure to include that in the notes. I know you're trying to, like you said, move forward with it relatively quickly here. So, by the way, are you, as soon as you make the purchase, is it going to go into effect immediately? Like, are you going to be able to start using it right away, or is there going to be a little bit of some lead time?
No, I'm leasing a new location for that repair shop, a new facility that I have to get ready. It needs a lot of work. That means... And that's the other thing. I need a period of time of not paying anything because I'm going to need around 60 days to set it up and make it produce money.
Right. Okay.
I have already pre-agreement with a facility, which is about 7,000 square foot facility that fits is perfect for what we need.
Okay. Okay, great. Did you have, have you budgeted for monthly payments? Like, do you have like a payment that you're kind of shooting for, or what are your goals?
I haven't run any number yet, but it depends on, I have to see the numbers, so
of course.
Then I can figure out which is the time frame that I need to pay the debt, the loan, but basically, I don't know.
It's going to depend on the rate and everything, right?
$450,000, say I want to pay it in 4 years, and a number of, what, $3,000 per month? That's a very... cozy number for me.
Yeah, you got it. So
3,000, 4,000 is nothing that
can
affect my.
Okay, so let me just do a quick calculation with like zero interest, just to kind of. So if we're looking at $150,000.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to do.
Yeah. So zero interest would be about $3,100. So. Yeah, so you could probably safely assume a little more than that, and
that's why I said between $3,000-$4,000, boom, something that I can handle very easy.
Okay, great. If we can get you 5 years, will a longer term work better for you, or you want to get it paid off sooner?
Nah, I want to get rid of that as soon as possible.
Okay, cool.
But I don't want to have a gun on my head.
Oh, you got it. I'm gonna just get you the best rate that you qualify for, and then approve you for the longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards from there. So we'll give you a 5 year option if you want to do a 3 or 4 year instead. We'll present those options to you as well. So.
All right.
Okay, Pablo. Well, it was a pleasure chatting with you, sir. Do you have any other questions or anything?
Thank you.
I'm gonna send you the email right now.
No.
Okay.
Once I read all your proposal, for sure I'm going to have a lot of questions. But right now, that's it.
You got it. Do you want to jot down my direct phone number so you can give me a call at my desk if you have any questions about the application?
Send me will you send me your email, your phone number, and
perfect.
I'll keep it in my system.
Okay, sounds good, Pablo. I'll send you the email right now, and I'll probably give you a follow-up call tomorrow just to check in if I don't hear back from you by today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Pablo.
All right.
Talk soon,
Thank
sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
A la mierda, algo en la corrupción de la puta madre, ya lo vi. No, joder.
Mira, yo.
Ok, me quiero mover.
Se puede limpiar, pero habría que inspeccionarlo y pasar todo el trabajo, no sé si vale la pena.
¿Qué está mi trabajo? $1,000? No, no hay que vender. $500.
Tanto la superficie pero es uno el volumiento hacia no lo ven porque eso se puede cambiar y el no si yo sé algo porque yo estuve un tiempo yo hice una visita conocimiento a centro de reparaciones de tinte en California de rodamiento solamente rodamiento ya. Bastante entender que las cosas ya no se pueden.
Ahora, con entender son permisibles, porque uno los limpia, lo modela, y después terminando, pero sea lo correcto.
A ver, siempre, a ver, todo es reparado. El tema es cuánto es el costo que te va a salir reparar. Y si vale la pena repararlo, vas a tener un profit. No vas a tener un profit para gastar plata en la mierda. Y va a tener un rodamiento reparado, pero que va a costar menos de lo que valió toda la reparación. Ok, déjalo ahí, vamos a de brainstorming por eso. Estos rodamientos rocíos, sácalo del sistema para que no nos llegue más. Porque pues, no le contestamos, pueden tomar algo. ¿Alguien llamó? ¿No lo ha llamado? ¿Cómo me dijiste que llamó? ¿Listo el inventario? ¿Te falta más o menos esto?
La copia de los manuales con el A.D. es un PDF y no puedo hacer un search. Tengo que mirar los números cada uno.
¿Por qué no cambia el PDF a otro formato para que pueda usarlo? Traté,
pero no.
What? 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 What